Now, is there some suggestion, yes there is, because we've touched on this before, about a bridge going from Donaghadee to Scotland? Yeah, you know, it's not that far. It isn't actually that far. I want to speak to Gavin Walker, who's an Alliance councillor. Gavin, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, Gavin. We've touched on this. There's a bit of a row in North Down. It's over the idea of having a bridge running from Donaghadee over to Scotland, and it would be some sort of road link across the Irish Sea. There are other suggestions where other road links could be across the Irish Sea. Gavin, I would think Donaghadee is probably the worst place because, okay, it's shortest distance to Scotland, but who wants to drive the whole way to Donaghadee before you get to Scotland? You'd be quicker get over in the boat. Where are we with this? Is it just like some sort of blue sky thinking at the moment?
Frank, that's a terrible thing to say. It's always worthwhile driving to Donaghadee.
Oh, that's a very diplomatic answer, Gavin.
Right, well, the reality is, if the bridge were to be built, actually, Frank, it wouldn't be a problem because there'd have to be a motorway built also to service it. And actually, this is where the problem really begins to kick in, because the bridge itself, whether it's realistic or not, won't create a problem, although it's an awful waste of money, I would suggest. It's actually the infrastructure that has to be put in place to service the bridge that causes the problem. So you need a motorway, you need a 10-lane toll plaza, you need somewhere to have all the trucks and cars park on those days when the bridge couldn't be used because of tides or weather. So it's the infrastructure that causes the problem, and the infrastructure that would ruin the coastline here in Ards and North Down, a coastline which, if anybody has had the good fortune to travel down it, is a beautiful and valuable asset to us, which we, as a council, have now decided we're quite happy to put up for grabs.
But wouldn't it be wonderful to have a road link to Scotland? I'm very aware of the excellent service that's provided by the ferries. We also have the planes going across. But to be able to drive to Scotland, it would be amazing for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, to be able to do that.
Well, that's not really the issue, to be absolutely honest with you. Although I think there are a lot of other infrastructure projects that could benefit better from the monies that are being suggested spent on this bridge. For example, upgrading the train between Belfast and Dublin, upgrading the A74 over in Scotland, our own needs along the A5 and the A4. Those are all much more useful and beneficial projects. But the problem now for us, Frank, is that as of Wednesday night, when the council ratified their engagement with this particular process, we now as a council have a policy in place that we will engage with anybody who wants to build this bridge and offer them up part of our coastline for all of the infrastructure that will be required for the bridge itself. And as a result of that, my concern is that if you own a house in Ards and North Down, if you want to invest in Ards and North Down, you now need to know for sure, will I actually be able to invest in a countryside that's going to be beautiful? Or instead of having a sea view, am I going to have a motorway view? That is the issue for us here.
So it's really not in my backyard. That's the idea.
No, not at all. No. I think if there's a bridge to be built, and again, not to repeat the fact that I think it's going to be a waste of money, there's already infrastructure in place in Larne where the bridge could arrive. There's more cubic square feet of concrete there to look after the required lorries and car park. There's a road directly from Larne that leads into the existing infrastructure that would take lorries and cars across Ireland. So if it's to come, it should come to Larne and not to our borough, where it's going to be a blight on the countryside, but to Larne, where they already have everything in place.
Where it's already a hole. Is that what you're saying?
No, absolutely not. No.
You couldn't make Larne any worse. Is that the argument here from a Donaghadee man?
No, not at all. No. Larne is a fine location, and I've often used it to go across to Cairn Ryan. What I'm saying is they already have the infrastructure in place. So why would we steal that from them? And in the process, also create a problem for ourselves.
Lovely Larne, as people often say, and may I ring that out loudly on the radio, lovely, lovely, lovely Larne by the sea. Having said that, you make a strong argument that Larne does have the infrastructure, but what about the distance? Is, you know, having the map in front of me, but surely Donaghadee's a heck of a lot closer to Scotland than Larne actually is.
Well, that is maybe, Frank, but I think this is about this actually really isn't about the bridge. This is about the infrastructure. But as a practical thing to put in place, in order to go from Donaghadee, you need to go to Port Patrick. Now, Donaghadee and Port Patrick are both beautiful towns. They both benefit from lovely coastlines, and they both have a great tourist industry. Are we really suggesting that we will put both of those towns completely under concrete in order to provide this bridge, when it could go from Stranraer, for example, where, again, like Larne, they already have the infrastructure, and run it across from there? That, I think, if we're going to do it at all, that would be a much more practical route to take.
And is it being driven primarily by the DUP in your council area?
Well, it's been driven by all the unionists, to be honest with you. There was lots of laughing and joking on Wednesday night whenever this went through. And what the unionists haven't really understood is the impact this could have. Because they're all saying to themselves, this will never happen. This bridge is just a fantasy thing, so we'll have a bit of fun with this. But the outcome of it is that we now have a policy within North Down, Ards and North Down, that says we want to engage with this. And so once again, if you're an investor looking at Ards and North Down, you are asking yourself the question, am I going to be building something here that in a couple of years' time will be knocked down to make room for a motorway? And but that's a very, very serious outcome.
But a motorway coming from Donaghadee would add to the value of the houses that survived the motorway, because one of the downsides of Donaghadee and that general area is how long it takes you to get to the other side of Bangor. Even the problem coming from Bangor to Belfast every morning, if you had a proper road network, so that coastal area would become the Platinum Coast as opposed to the Gold Coast.
Well, now, if that's a whole different conversation, which I'm more than happy to have. We do need investment in the borough. We do need to upgrade some of our roads, but we don't need to have a motorway. And we certainly don't need to give away our coastline for the infrastructure to serve as a bridge, just so we can get a decent road between Donaghadee and Bangor. You know, let's look at what we can do here that actually benefits us. One of the other problems here is that this bridge would not bring any benefit to our borough. People coming across the bridge, if they were come to Donaghadee, wouldn't be going into the Pier 36 for a pint. They'd be going on down the motorway and into Belfast and across Ireland. So there's not even an economic benefit to us. And I would suggest to you that anybody that has a house here in Ards and North Down would not want a motorway going past them just as they get quickly to Belfast. They'd rather find some other way of doing that.
Okay, Gavin Walker from the Alliance Party, thank you very much indeed. That's the argument. It's very clear. It's an argument against the idea of a bridge going from Donaghadee to Scotland. Mark Brooks is a UUP councillor. Mark, do you hold a different perspective on this? Are you seriously thinking that it might be a good idea?
Good morning, and good morning, Gavin. I actually have no idea where this discussion came from about a bridge from Donaghadee to Port Patrick, because the decision taken by the council on Wednesday evening was suggested and proposed by the chief executive, brought to council, because the Scottish Government had already initiated discussions with Belfast and Dublin about a proposed bridge link. And what we're looking to do is to be part of that feasibility study. And the fact that we have a large part of the coast that is close to Scotland makes it sense that we are included in that study, that we are looking inside the loop and not looking from outside. And personally, I don't believe there will ever be a bridge from Donaghadee to Port Patrick. It has never been mentioned. It has never been proposed in council. I'm not long out of my daily swim in Donaghadee Bay this morning, and I just would think it would be inconceivable. And I agree with Gavin, the infrastructure to get such a project across to anywhere from Bangor down to Ballyhalbert in this area, it would be starting in Sprucefield. And I think the feasibility study, when it is completed, will point towards Larne, where already there is a new road network that could carry the traffic that would come from all parts of Ireland. And remember that this is not a bridge just to Scotland, it's a bridge that will link Ireland as an island to the whole of the world, right down through England, across the Channel Tunnel and into Asia and Europe.
And why do you think that the area that you represent needs to be part of the debate or the discussion? If it's been driven by the First Minister of Scotland, and if it ever comes to pass, it'll most likely be Larne. Well, why would Bangor and Donaghadee want to get involved? Because you run the risk of destroying the beauty of the area.
I don't disagree with that. We want to be involved because we don't want anything imposed upon us. So we want to be part of that discussion rather than reacting. It's rather like suddenly having a planning application imposed upon you, where you suddenly have to debate what are we going to do about this. We want to be there looking at all the aspects of what's been put in front of us and being involved in that feasibility study. It makes common sense. I take the much wider view. I think it's for the much better for our economy in Northern Ireland, or an economy in Ireland as a whole. Most economists have said it would make us a Celtic powerhouse. If you look at the politicians in the 60s, they had the foresight to, for example, build the M1, which linked the east of the province to the west, and I'm quite sure there were loads of demonstrations against the opening of such a motorway. I think not. Look at the West Link.
Yeah, but Mark, just on that, just on that, the M1, you're praising the foresight of the people who built the M1. The M1 went from Belfast to basically Dungannon. The M1 should have gone. The M1 should have gone from Belfast to Dublin.
That was a major project in the 1960s.
Yeah, but it went the wrong way. It should have gone south if you're thinking about being a powerhouse in an economy.
Look at the road network that there is now from Belfast right down to Dublin. Are you suggesting that we shouldn't have that in the way that other politicians are suggesting that we shouldn't have a bridge?
No, I'm suggesting that in the 60s they'd put the M1 in the wrong direction. They made it handy for basically politicians who lived in mid-Ulster or in the out towards Fermanagh to get to Belfast, but they weren't forward enough thinking to look upon the joining of two major cities like Belfast and Dublin. That foresight came much, much later with the Celtic Tiger.
Well, I think the politics in the 1960s were entirely different. And I think the politicians in those days did have good foresight. I can remember, I'm old enough to remember travelling to Tyrone, and you had to go through Moira, Lurgan, Portadown, across the border, back across the border to Auchnacloy. You know, those were big decisions made in those days, huge decisions. And I believe personally that there will be a bridge. I don't believe it will come from the East Coast. I think it will go from Larne, and it will go Larne across to Port Patrick.
And do you think, seriously, that we'll see it in our grandchildren's time? If you and I are about the same age, maybe around the 50 mark or so, well, maybe you're a bit older. If you can remember the M1 being built, you're a bit older than me. Having said that, do you think our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, what generation will seriously see a land link to Scotland?
Well, I think that I'm in my mid-50s, and I would like to think that I certainly would hope to see a bridge certainly under construction in my lifetime. The technology is now there to build it. There's the will from the Scottish Government. There's the money from the UK Government. And I think there would be overwhelming support from the people of all of Ireland to have a link across to Scotland. I think it just makes common sense.
It would be amazing, seriously, in your lifetime. Mark, good speaking to you. Thanks to Gavin as well. What do you think? So if Mark wants it in his lifetime, say if he's going to live to 70 years and a few years more, say I live to 80, would we as owl boys be going across on the bridge to Scotland? I don't think so. I don't think we'll ever see it, but would it be a good idea? It'd be an excellent idea. And as long as it isn't ruining the beautiful, posh Bangorian coastline. We couldn't have that because, for obvious reasons, it ruined the place to have a motorway the whole way to a 10-lane toll plaza at Donaghadee. It'd be crazy. However, Larne, some of you say you couldn't ruin Larne. So 02890 333 105, lovely Larne, are you ready to provide a bridge for us the whole way to Scotland? I'm going to say hello to Gareth, who's a point to make, and this is in relation to the bridge that we were talking about. The chances of one being from Donaghadee to Scotland seem remote, but there could be one from Larne, maybe at some time in the future. Gareth, go ahead.
Hello there, Frank. I'm not sure what the difference is in mileage, but obviously if Donaghadee is sort of 5 or 6 miles closer, I mean, that could save, you know, £2 or 3 billion or even more, you know, because the cost of building that bridge is going to be astronomical, obviously. But if that's the case, then there is pretty good infrastructure to Donaghadee after all, but not via Bangor, via Newton Ards, because we have a dual carriageway to Newton Ards, and all it needs to do is have it fed through Newton Ards, which would also improve the connections to Bangor, but then it would fork off towards Donaghadee, more or less along the line of the old railway line that ran to Donaghadee. And then there's a small opportunity missed at Donaghadee itself, because there was a massive carpet factory there, which is now having houses built on it. But that could have actually been quite a good holding area for lorries and for a toll plaza. But obviously that site has been taken now. But anyway, the other factor to consider is that the Copeland Islands are just off Donaghadee as well. So that could actually save money in the construction of the bridge, because, you know, it could go over to the Copeland Islands and then go from the Copeland Islands across to Port Patrick or close to Port Patrick. That's a more direct route rather than trying to go around the coast and spoil the coast of North Down, because it is a more or less a straight road from Newton Ards to Donaghadee.
Gareth, you have it all planned in your head. I reckon anyone down around Donaghadee who's got a bit of property there, their hearts will be in their mouths in case they follow that plan that you've come up with. Jeepers, it'd be the last thing you'd want, wouldn't it be? Wouldn't it? If you did have a nice home in Donaghadee, a 10-lane plaza, a toll bridge plaza, going out over the sea. Good morning to you. 90-333-105. Gavin Walker from the Alliance Party, who we spoke to earlier, wants the unionists to be absolutely clear that there'll be no bridge in North Down. I got the sense indeed from our unionist contributor this morning that there would be no bridge in North Down, that the thought process would be more towards Larne, and they didn't want anything imposed in North Down. But we will wait and see how this develops. Let me speak to Norman. Norman, what do you think?
Good morning, Frank. How you doing? Frank, I wouldn't necessarily, for a start, wouldn't necessarily say a Lance or speaking for unionist people, but that's besides the point.
Oh, no, let me be clear. Let me be clear on this. I'm saying the Alliance Party representative wanted the unionist representative, Mark, to be clearer on what he was saying. I was saying the unionist representative from the UUP, I thought, was clear enough that the bridge wouldn't be in North Down. But go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, no, I've had a couple of things that I've thought about with this bridge. I actually think it's an amazing idea. With regards to where it's going to be, I actually think whatever council you're in should be fighting for it, because I think the money that it'll generate in whatever city or whatever town that it's going to be built in would be amazing for that town. But not just that, though. I also think there's a couple of factors. I'm a lorry driver, and I know exactly what sort of money it costs for containers to go back and forward through boats. And I was thinking, you know, if that bridge was built in like a toll bridge, you know, the money that would save companies in Belfast, you know, and all around Northern Ireland would be, you know, exceptional. And I think it would generate a lot of new jobs in Northern Ireland, because the money that these companies would save, you know, can be basically put back into the communities. Also, my second point is, you know, I'm a big Liverpool supporter, and I find it very, very hard to get flights to go over there, because they're very expensive. Where if you could drive, you know, if you could have a long weekend and drive over there and find it, you know, drive yourself down, it would save you an absolute fortune as a football supporter.
Okay, you want to save all roads and directions, and you see a town booming